KSL News time is now 7:09. A check of from the air. Let's go down to the roads. Triple team traffic. Starting with you, Andy.
If it's any consolation, I used to be in the air back in the day.
See, that's true.
Some people think I still am, but I'm not.
Consolation.
Right now, I-15 is backed up from Bangor Highway to 106 South, and then heavy traffic doesn't break up till 90 South. Couple crashes on the west side. One of them on Bangor Highway near 201. That's just before the 201 freeway. It's in kind of the Gore area, but we've got slowdowns back several blocks. And then on 5600 West, it's slow from 35th to up to 201 because of two different crashes, one near Parkway Boulevard and one a couple blocks north of that, Eric.
Around I-15 in Utah County is looking pretty good as you head from Springville up through American Fork. But once you get into Lehigh, we've got your usual slowdowns. This one centered around 2100 North. By the time you go by SR-92, that's all better. Redwood Road looking good northbound for folks heading out of Saratoga Springs up to the county line. Heather?
Speeds are reduced just a little bit. Southbound 15 from Layton Parkway through most of Kaysville. And then you're going to see the heavier traffic as well as you make your way from Centerville to downtown Salt Lake. We've got a lot of congestion now for people trying to get into Hill Air Force Base at the South Gate, 650 North in Clearfield, and in Roy. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at MercedesFarmington.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.